1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Stocks have opened lower after yesterday's big sell-off, which was fueled by recession fears. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
I think that what we saw yesterday was the culmination of a lot of anxiety. May not be the end, by the way. We could see more selling. But that this is what really it means to be an investor.
The House may vote as early as today on the GOP spending bill to avert a government shutdown this weekend. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says it's not enough.
The House Republican so-called spending bill does nothing to protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
Top U.S. and Ukrainian officials are meeting in Saudi Arabia discussing how to end the war with Russia. Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly tells CBS Mornings.
We're going to have to see how this negotiation goes. This needs to come to an end. They don't want to fight this thing continuously.
Kelly says Ukraine should be able to reclaim all the territory it's lost. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A report released last week from the Wisconsin National Guard shows an increase in reports of sexual assault. However, this doesn't necessarily mean that there are more assaults happening. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
The Wing report acknowledges that sexual assault is often underreported. They believe the increase in reporting shows an increase in trust of the Wing Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Program. This increase could also show a cultural shift within Wing. These changes have come about after reports more than 5 years ago showed the Guard was violating state and federal law with botched investigations and retaliation against those who spoke up. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Governor Tony Evers called for a review of Guard procedures in March of 2019. The Guard is now required to submit an annual report on sexual assault and harassment and have a public hearing on the report.
And four Wisconsin voters whose ballots were not counted in the November presidential election have initiated a class action lawsuit seeking $175,000 in damages each. Joanne Krulatz explains.
Voters were among 193 in Madison whose ballots were misplaced by the city clerk and not discovered until weeks after the election. Not counting the ballots didn't affect the result of any races. The Wisconsin Elections Commission investigated but did not determine whether the Madison clerk failed to comply with state law or abused her discretion.
And a number of U.S. Department of Agriculture workers in Wisconsin have been temporarily reinstated with questions over the legality of their firings. Last week, the Merit Systems Protection Board ordered the agency to reinstate about 6,000 probationary staff members across the country for 45 days. The workers were fired amid efforts to dramatically slash the federal workforce by the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Those workers still have little clarity on job security after these 45 days. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in prime time tonight on TNT in Indy taking on the Pacers. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Cavaliers, who've now won 14 games in a row. Damian Lillard.
You know, they're having a great season. They're rolling. We didn't play our best game. We respect who they are and what they've done, but we feel great about where we are and our opportunity to win a game.
NFL free agency, the Packers signing two players, the 49ers left guard Aaron Banks and Raiders defensive back Nate Ross, both to four-year contracts. Defensive lineman T.J. Slayton leaves Green Bay for Cincinnati, a two-year deal with the Bengals. Baseball, Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich back from back surgery with a home run.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. That's how it goes sometimes, but I still think I can do it at a high level, and you know, just got to go out there and do it.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be quite a bit colder today, mostly sunny. We'll only get to 41 for a high this afternoon, but we will bounce back quickly down to 26 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, back to 50. Thursday, partly cloudy, 57. We're talking upper 60s by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Farm Rescue, make sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba from The Todd Alba Show joining us at 10:33 to kick around all the Wisconsin news. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Today marks the 11th of 2025. The time is 9:07. Sunny skies and 32 degrees at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by going to YouTube.com and going to the 98.9 WXCO page on YouTube. I should say the channel, 98.9 WXCO channel at YouTube.com as well. You can join us by calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, just after our information update at 9:34, we'll be talking about what's going on at the Marathon County Public Library. Our every other week visit with Robin Vargas. Robin will be with us again at 9:34 this morning. Then after that, at 9:51, we'll have our daily history lesson. Talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history, some celebrity birthdays, special events being acknowledged today, and the number for the day quiz. Ian Welsh takes the number for the day quiz every day.
Yep.
Tries to get as many correct as possible, but his first goal is to have a passing grade by getting at least 2 out of 5 right, because based on the math, you get 3 choices, 1 is right, 33%. So anything above 33% is a passing grade. He's already 1 for 1 this week, so a chance to clinch a passing grade very early this week with a correct answer today. And before we go any further, need to say hi, hello, and welcome back to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad. What is the topic for today's...
Holy cow, I wasn't even thinking about that. Let me pull that up really fast, because, man, I got caught up talking to a couple of folks during the break.
Busy show today. It's okay.
And did not even look to see whether or not our suggested number for the day is one that I want to use, because sometimes it just doesn't work for me, and I want to give you a good one every day. So it's like, this one I think we'll go with.
It amounts food that you eat. Individual.
Food that you eat.
The individual food that you eat. So it's actually kind of interesting.
That's
so
up.
We're going to do that coming up at the end of the show.
That does sound interesting.
I think it's going to be something that this number would probably make you think. So we're going to.
Absolutely.
And you like to think. We want you to think when you get that opportunity.
I do like to think. But not overthink.
So absolutely. As I mentioned, we do encourage you to call in or text in. And we do have a caller on the line, right?
Yes, we do. Our good friend, who we talked to a couple times on the show already, Cordell from Merrill, has some conversations he would like to add.
Cornell, good to hear from you.
Go ahead, yeah. Cornell.
Well, thanks for getting me on. I just wanted to mention my condolence to the family that lost that young man's life due to suicide. But what I wanted to bring to the people is that they should really, the thing is, I was thinking that was this a crime? You know, like he was in a lot of pressure because he was, you know. So there are some laws. I'm not an expert in the Wisconsin statute, and I was thinking 322 is extortion. And also there's a statute 947 that's blackmail. So, you know, was this a crime because he was under so much pressure that what I'm saying is if people are in this situation, they should really go to the police, you know, and say, well, you know, I'm in this embarrassing situation. I'm under a lot of stress. And if you went to the police and said, well, these people are blackmailing me, this is really a crime. What do you think on that?
No, I agree 100% with you that this is a crime, that when somebody is trying to blackmail you to use embarrassing, you know, information or pictures and to get something out of it, whether it's money or whatever it may have been, yes, absolutely, and I'm sure that is going to be investigated at. But in terms of what you said as well at the end about, you know, realizing that, hey, you know, I need to go to the police. That's exactly right. But at the same time, we're talking about a 15-year-old boy who is, I think, very embarrassed. And I think, you know, that's the crime here as well, taking somebody and trying to blackmail a young boy and who is not yet an adult, who does not have the same life experience to understand maybe that there are some ways to go beyond the embarrassment and everything else involved with this. That's what is even worse about the cruelty that whoever was behind this in terms of trying to, as the mother of the boy said, extortion, but sextortion. Yeah. But you're right that, you know, in the perfect world that you have the experience that, no, hey, yes, this is something that is, you know, going to be embarrassing, but at the same time, I do got people that love me and that I got people that we can go to in law enforcement as well. But it's just because I remember when I was that age, I think I would have been in the same boat, because you feel like you can't go to anybody. It's just like your life is coming to an end, unfortunately, that, you know, the embarrassment will be so much that it overwhelms you, and that's why, again, the person who is behind this, talk about pure evil. That's pure evil.
Yeah,
I mean, it is. It's just, it's wrong on every level. And to read the words that the mother put out, I mean, it breaks your heart. It breaks your heart that this young man, who had so much to live for, who was bringing joy to others in his life from the words that his mother put out, it's just, it makes you shake your head. But again, for people out there, do the right things. I mean, don't be evil. I mean, it makes you angry and it makes you sad. It makes you, you know, it hurts you in every way. I mean, every gamut of emotion is there. So that's my thoughts, son. But you made a good point to start off with. Absolutely. I hope that the investigators are going to find whoever's behind this and they get punished to the full extent of the law.
Well, and then also maybe the teachers can reach out to the students and explain these situations, because sometimes you have maybe a psychologist in the school, or maybe we always had a a health nurse. You know, if you had a problem, you'd go to, it was called
health nurse. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And then, you know, the parents should reach out to their kids and say, well, hey, you know what, if you got a problem, we can solve it. You know, you don't, the problem shouldn't be solved by suicide, but like you say, you know, it could, can be overwhelming.
Especially for somebody who doesn't have the life experience. I mean, they're still young, and it's everything is felt so much deeper. You know, it's just it's just a horrible, horrible tragedy.
Yeah, I was confused at that age too. You know, I've done some goofy things, but well, I'll go on to this other story if I have time.
You got a couple moments?
Okay. Well. I want to tell you the story about Musk. I get these reports every night from Anna of Ukraine. She does a report, and she lives in the Ukraine. And before the meeting of President Zelensky and Trump, that she got a report from, I don't know if it was Musk, but she said, if you don't sign that deal, this was before the meeting, we're going to shut off Starlink. And Starlink is their imagery to, you know, to see where the things are going on during the war.
Right. No, you're right. I mean, that's not surprising one bit the way they've been talking, is it?
Yeah. And also, I don't know if you were talking about Senator Kelly. I don't know if you saw that story on the Lawrence O'Donnell report. Did you see that?
I did not.
On YouTube?
No, I did not.
Senator Kelly's talking. He says it's a sad day that Trump, Vance, and Musk are allies of Russia. And I'm saying that's what Senator Kelly said.
And
that's why they had that report.
And that as well is really good to say, because doggone it, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, if it swims like a duck, it's a duck. Everything they've done is to be helping Russia.
and then last week, he says, if they turn off that, if they call it the Central Intelligence,
right?
But it's a satellite. He says, if they turn that off, a lot of Ukrainians are going to die. So what happens, they turned it off this last weekend, and they had 20 casualties. 20 people died. They're not talking. I don't know why they're not talking about the casualties in Ukraine. And they're not going to stop fighting.
You know,
and Putin, he's bombing our apartments, and also there's Tanya Fiana. She gives a report every couple days. And they're bombing apartments like civilians. This isn't even military targets. They killed a surgeon, and they kill them while they're sleeping. I mean, she's a nervous wreck. She's got PTSD. And it's just horrible that this continues. So I hope you just call your representatives. I've been calling Senator Baldwin, it's just a terrible situation, but they're not giving up. There's another guy that does military reports in Ukraine, and I think they're contracting out military supplies to be built in Europe, and he says the United States is going to lose billions of dollars because we can't trust them to build the military equipment.
Okay, Cornell, we have a hard break coming up here in 10 seconds. Yeah, really appreciate the call.
Thank you for the. Thank you very much for the... time.
You bet, Cornell. We'll be right back here on WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Revel in the soul of New Orleans and the spirit of Mardi Gras with the latest Jazz at Lincoln Center Presents concert celebrating the New Orleans Songbook. Led by acclaimed pianist Luther S. Allison and featuring the soulful vocals of Keanu Linnell and Milton Suggs, this concert celebrates the legendary composers and timeless songs that define the Crescent City. New Orleans Songbook, coming to the Grand Theater Wausau Friday, March 21st. Tickets at grandtheater.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. 5 months after peaceful voting rights marchers were viciously attacked in Selma, Alabama, the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was signed by President Lyndon Johnson. Anti-voter legislatures are now challenging the VRA's protections, even though that discrimination continues. The VRA was intended to give teeth to the 15th Amendment, prohibiting discrimination based on race, color, or previous enslavement. The VRA's Section 5 requires states with a track record of discrimination to pre-clear their election law with the U.S. Justice Department. The U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority in Shelby County v. Holder in 2013 began an erosion of those protections by prohibiting the DOJ from enforcing those preclearance requirements. In the ensuing 12 years, power-hungry state legislatures unleashed a torrent of anti-voter bills designed to suppress specific groups, including Black, Hispanic, and Native American voters. A 2021 decision, Brnovich v. DNC, made it harder to argue those bills discriminated by race. In 2024, the conservative majority made it more difficult to prove racial gerrymandering under the VRA Section 2 in Alexander v. South Carolina NAACP. The latest attack, a 2025 Supreme Court case from Louisiana, argues the VRA's provision for majority-minority voting districts is itself discriminatory. More on that tomorrow. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Life is so strange. When you don't know, how can you tell where you're going to? You can't be sure of any situation. Something could change, and then you won't know.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Time is 9:22. Join us at 715-382-9297. You can call or text us again at 715-382-9297.
I think that question raises a very good point, is where do we go from here? Because the stuff that Cordell was talking about, he's absolutely right. I mean, there has to be, you know, solutions or, you know, ways to make it a safer for, especially the kids with that whole sex extortion thing. It's just, he's right. The health nurses and talking to the teachers who talk to the students as well, there has to be a communication, because if you don't communicate your problems, you're not going to heal. A communication is, it's one of the toughest steps you can do, but it's also the most essential, because if you can start that a conversation, it can open up the doors to, you know, healing and maybe even passing it on to somebody else. So communication in these type of situations is extremely important.
Nope, absolutely. Also, again, Donald Trump is going after one of our greatest allies instead of going after our enemies. Here this morning, Trump is again throwing around his tariffs and going after Canada. He posted on his Truth Social platform, based on Ontario, Canada, placing a 25% tariff on electricity coming into the United States. Trump says he's instructed his Secretary of Commerce to add an additional 25% tariff to 50% on all steel and aluminum coming into the United States from Canada, one of the highest tariffing nations anywhere in the world, all capital letters.
People are not going to be happy about this.
He says this will go into effect tomorrow morning, March the 12th. He says also Canada must immediately drop their anti-American farmer tariff of 250% to 390% on various U.S. dairy projects, which has long been considered outrageous. He says he will shortly be declaring a national emergency on electricity within the threatened area. And again, he goes on to talk about substantially increasing on April the 2nd the tariffs on cars coming into the U.S., which will essentially permanently shut down the automobile manufacturing business in Canada. He doesn't mention how it will hurt the big three automakers here in the United States. He says also Canada pays very little for national security, relying on the United States for military protection. He says we are subsidizing Canada to the tune of more than $200 billion a year. Why? ? This cannot continue. And then he goes again and says the silliness. Again, he is going after a sovereign nation when he says the only thing that makes sense is for Canada to become our cherished 51st states. He says this would make all tariffs and everything else totally disappear. He says Canadians' taxes will be very substantially reduced. They will become more secure, military, and otherwise than ever before. There would no longer be a northern border problem, and the greatest and most powerful nation in the world will be bigger, better, and stronger than ever, and Canada will be a big part of that.
So he's basically threatening them with tariffs that will take effect tomorrow unless they join us as the 51st state.
Well,
and then he says he's going to drop it, but is he, though?
The thing about it is when he announces these tariffs, then he used flip-flops right away. The one that he says it's going to, the cars on April the 2nd, he had said it was going to start, like, I think last week or the week before. Then he said, nope, we're going to push it back a month. But also, he wraps up this social media message by saying, he says, and your brilliant anthem, O Canada, will continue to play, but now representing a great and powerful state within the greatest nation that the world has ever seen. I mean, it's just silliness.
Yeah,
and the thing about it is, it's horrible to basically threaten a sovereign nation, an ally, by saying he should become a state. But everybody thinks he's just joking around. When it's just, he should be getting more heat than he does when he says this silliness. It's wrong. And Canadians are very upset about this. As well, they should be.
I don't blame them.
I mean, this is supposedly your neighbor and your ally saying all this silliness. And where was this talk before the election? Why wasn't Donald Trump talking about, yeah, if I become president again, I want to make Canada the 51st state. I want to buy Greenland. I want to do all this silliness. But no, he brings it up all after the election. It's wrong. It's just, that's the bottom line. It's wrong.
It is.
And again, treating an ally like Canada worse than an enemy like Russia, it just makes you shake your head. It's just, again, craziness. And again, wakes up in the morning, puts out a silly post, and we'll see whether or not he delays again this another tariff, because he seems to flip-flop so often.
He'll say something. Retracting.
Yeah, retracting is exactly the right word. So we'll see whether this
stays.
It could
be a superhero name.
Yeah,
Retractor.
We will see whether this stays the rest of the day or not.
Yeah.
The time is 9:28. Coming up, we'll have an information update. And then we will be joined by Robin Vargas of the Marathon County Public Library. Hear about what is going on at the library at 9:34. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WXCL News, I'm Brittany Merlot. UW system leaders say the Trump administration's cuts to research funding will impact their efforts to find cures for cancer. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
Wisconsin currently gets about $653 million in research funding from the National Institutes of Health. Just one example of what these researchers are working on. Professor Sterling Johnson is leading a study to help diagnose Alzheimer's disease years before people even have symptoms and ways to slow disease progression.
The Alzheimer's Center is providing a lot of the glue. It's helping us train the next generation of scientists who will be facing the future iterations of this disease.
Sigrid Canuti has been participating in that research at UW for 20 years.
I'm in the study because I'm a woman, and therefore I have a 50% chance, higher rate of having Alzheimer's than a man. I'm also in it because I'm a daughter of someone who had Alzheimer's, which increases my risk. I have had cognitive tests, MRIs, PET scans, spinal taps, and even an endurance test on a treadmill. I really feel like I've been honored to be a part of this. It's so big, it's so important, and it's very hopeful.
On top of that, UW System President Jay Rothman says these research cuts will harm Wisconsin's economy. Advocates say biomedical research and tech companies come to Madison because of the sophisticated research and the highly skilled researchers coming out of UW. Wisconsin is part of a lawsuit against the Trump administration fighting these cuts. Last week, a judge put the administration's plans on hold a second time, but that's only temporary.
And the Wisconsin Department of Revenue has announced the return of nearly $10 million of unclaimed property to residents. The funds include things like uncashed dividends and funds from savings accounts that residents may have forgotten about. Notices were sent out to those people. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I was very excited to see Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17. After big wins on Oscar night 5 years ago, which saw him bring home the Best Director and Best Picture Oscar for Parasite, Joon-ho took a big swing with a big budget on Mickey 17. The film stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey, who is on his 17th life, who tries to figure out if creatures on an ice-covered planet are friends or foes. He uses an annoying voice the entire film, but the film does have a nice message. Ultimately, Mickey 17 was pretty tough to get through. James Bond passed away in 2021 in the film No Time to Die. But did you honestly think that would stop studios from making more Bond movies? Despite speculation that there would be a female Bond, multiple sources report that it is not happening and 007 will stay male and British. The search continues for who will play 007. Personally, I think it might be time for a chubby Bond who has halitosis and can't get girls. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be quite a bit colder today, mostly sunny. We'll only get to 41 for a high this afternoon, but we will bounce back quickly down to 26 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, back to 50. Thursday, partly cloudy, 57. We're talking upper 60s by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes joins us to discuss the impact on Wisconsin of DOGE cuts. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297, and we'd love for you to be part of the program. Also, again, you can catch us on our YouTube channel, youtube.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO channel on the YouTube our channel on the site and be able to see our video stream as well. Normally, on every other Tuesday, we get a chance to talk to Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library during the first segment of the second hour, but today we're saving the good stuff for a little later in the hour. And Robin, it's good to see you again.
Good morning.
And I said to you, I got to bring this up because you came in saying that you're attempting to sign up for the Disney Marathon.
Yes.
And I said, boy, you mentioned the word Disney. This guy's going to get very excited. And you're actually wearing some earrings that are special Disney earrings.
Yeah,
they?
I have some special mini earrings on. Can't see them under the headphones, but hoping that they'll bring me luck as I try and register for the Disney Marathon. We'll see.
You're
still in the queue.
Yeah, it says you say it's really hard. I mean, is this a very popular event, apparently?
It is, yes. They only do one marathon, and they only do it once a year, and only at Disney World in Florida, not California. So you've got one chance to try and get in and do it. Otherwise, I have to wait till January 2027 is when the next one is.
Have you done the Disney Marathon before?
I have not. I have not run a marathon. I ran half this past fall. I just got into running last year.
Really?
So, yeah, I ran a half and figured might as well see if I can do a full and do it at the happiest place in the world.
How did it go, the first half marathon?
It went so well. Yeah. I met my pace, what I wanted to do. I hit my goal and I did it, and it was really great. I had so much fun. So
tomorrow we have Sean Wright, who normally comes out. He's not going to be with us. He's actually out and down in Florida, but he runs too.
And it's nice.
He's done marathons. He's done the New York City Marathon. So I guess these guests keep coming in and doing it. So, man, one final question. Mm-hmm. Is the Disney Marathon different in some way? Do they bring in the Disney characters in any way?
They do, yeah. So throughout the whole 26.2 miles, there are stops along the way where you can stop and get your photo with characters. But then you run through all four Disney parks as well.
Oh, wow.
And so just to like run through the castle at Disney World, that's so magical. So.
Well, if your phone starts buzzing uncontrollably, then you need to get in. We'll understand.
We'll see. I'm like, I have 18 minutes on my wait on my phone.
Oh, that.
My computer back at the library, when I left, it said I had an hour wait. Oh. So we'll see. Yeah.
We better not get you out of line here, because I mean that would be frustrating. We feel bad about that.
Well gotta keep doing our daily
routine. All right, well, let's talk about what's going on at the library.
Yeah.
I mean, this time of year we're now getting towards springtime, and obviously the sun is shining, the temperatures are warming up. How the activity's still going strong at the library?
We've got so many things happening. March and April especially, it feels like there are just so many. I know I don't I can't say the number for March for sure, but April, I know we have about 100 events throughout all of our locations for the whole month. That includes story time and book club and all the regulars too, but 100 events, that's insane.
That is insane. How do you do
it? It's a lot. Yeah. We have a lot of great staff that keeps us going.
Oh,
and
man.
Lots of great patrons that, you know, we want to provide for.
Is there anything, because you talked about there's a lot of the story time and a lot of the regular activities. Any special activities coming up?
Yeah, for sure. So let's see here. We have one for teens coming up this Saturday that we're really excited about. It's called Faux Stained Glass. There's a really cool picture, and we have an example on our website or on Facebook, but we'll have the pre-leaded designs, and then teens get to come in and use, I don't know, these special paints. It's not regular paint, but however they make it to make that stained glass kind of watercolor effect. But we are asking that teens register for that one so that we can have the supplies prepared for them ahead of time.
Oh, fantastic.
But that one's this Saturday, the 15th at 2:30 at Wausau.
Again, use that, the imagination and the mind,
yes,
you know, to really, to create.
Exactly.
And that's very cool.
Yeah.
That's here at the main branch?
That is. Yep. Here in Wausau. We also have coming up in Rothschild this week on Thursday, we have Mystery by Midnight. So for folks who are into those group murder mystery kind of games, you know, putting your detective skills to the test, we have one of those coming up in Rothschild on Thursday. There's a session at 12 p.m. and one at 4 p.m. You can call the Rothschild branch to get signed up for that. Let's see. We also have the Craft Supply and Game Swap at MCPL Mosinee has been happening since the beginning of March, but the swap part of it will take place this Thursday night from 5 to 7 p.m. So craft supplies, puzzles, games, whether you've donated or not, you can stop on in and pick up something new.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Real fast, before you continue some of the activities, I was looking at your Facebook page, and it looks like both in Edgar and in Rothschild, delayed opening today.
Yes.
And it's actually interesting because there's some improvements being made there.
Yeah, we're really excited. So we're getting some new shelving at both of those locations. I think Edgar's closing early today.
Yep, you're right.
Yep.
Closing early today, then
and Rothschild's opening
all day tomorrow, and a delayed opening on Thursday, but Rothschild will be delayed opening today.
Yep, but to get some new shelving in there, kind of freshen up the place and, you know, make some more room for some more great books. So we're excited about that.
It's actually funny because I grew up in Rothschild many years ago. And the Rothschild Library used to be at a different location.
Mm-hmm.
And then because the where it is now, it used to be this just a large area of green space.
Okay.
And it used to actually be during the wintertime where they had have a skating rink. And then they built a new Rothschild Library. It's right across from where I grew up. And I don't know how many years that's been, but every time I go by there, it still feels like it's the new place.
Yeah.
Because it was not the place where I grew up.
It was the skating rink.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's great to see that they're doing some upgrades there and in Edgar. But going back to what's going on at some of our library branches throughout the county.
Yeah, well, let's, speaking of Edgar, talk about what's happening there. Next week, they're having a family game night on March 19th. It's a Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. So you can stop on into Edgar for that. We're also having a community game night here at Wausau the same night, March 19th from 5 to 7 p.m. So if you're into board games, strategy games, I know our game night here at Wausau, we're trying to get some of those more modern board games. So, you know, maybe Settlers of Catan or Betrayal at House on the Hill, you know, some of those, some newer ones for sure. So if you're
modern
into that, come on in.
Modern ones and new ones. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, come on in and we'll teach you how.
There you go. Staying right on top of the cutting edge.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And again, it sounds like you just have a big list of stuff that's going on.
Yeah, there's always so much. let's see. So tomorrow night here in Wausau, we have our fiber artist meetup. So anyone who's into knitting, crocheting, embroidery, things like that. We did previously have it Wednesday afternoons, and we're changing it to an evening time, hoping to maybe get some more folks in. It'll be from 6 to 7:30 this Wednesday, March 12th. And so maybe folks can, you know, stop in after work, try and make that a little bit more accessible for folks to come on in. Just bring your projects and craft and chat with us.
And that's something you guys try to do as much as possible, as well as try to make sure that the timing on a lot of these events
right.
are as conducive as possible, because obviously you can't you can't please everybody all the time, but at the same time you want to see, you know, and I imagine there's a lot of experimentation and you find out
for
what
sure.
works out.
Yep, exactly. And that's what happened with this one, you know. It wasn't going great at one time, so let's try and move it and see if we can bring more folks in.
Fantastic. And as we continue again with the for folks that we talk about this all the time, how many different branches are there at the Marathon County Public Library?
Yeah, we have our WASA headquarters, and then we have 8 branches throughout the county: Athens, Edgar, Hatley, Marathon City, Mosinee, Rothschild, Spencer, and Stratford.
And the way it sounds, and again, something that's always very impressive, is that you don't put all the major programs here in WASA. You actually have really cool stuff that does come to all these branches throughout the county.
Yeah, for sure. We try and get them out there, get our activities to the branches, but our branch coordinators out there as well, they are passionate about bringing these events to their community too. So we're thankful for that.
What else is on the big list here that you got highlighted?
Let me see. we've got tomorrow in Mosinee at 10 a.m. We have a gentle yoga and meditation class, so adults can stop on in for that. Also in Mosinee, oh, this one's today, March 11th. I see I highlighted. 3 p.m. Mini Makers, that process art, kind of open-ended projects for kids. And then that one will be at Rothschild tomorrow, Wednesday at 10:30 as well. And then, let's see, next week in Mosinee on Tuesday, March 18th at 5 p.m., they have a cat lover craft and social hour, so cat fans can come on in, make some cat toys out of catnip, and do some fun cat crafts.
And again, the social aspect is so important. I think that, again, in this era where so many people spend too much time on social media, too much time on their computers, too much time in front of their televisions, to be able to go out and discover maybe something you've never thought about doing.
Exactly.
And then also meeting new people. I mean, I just think that's one of the best aspects of everything that you talk about when you come in here every couple of weeks.
Yeah. And then, you know, when you're in the library, stop on in and grab a book too while you're at it. Might as well, right?
Oh, man. I mean, there's nothing like the old-fashioned way, too. I know it's wonderful to listen to books, audio books or Kindle books or whatever, but still, there's nothing better than turning the pages.
Yes.
It really is the best way to do it.
It is a different experience.
And
right.
I know that you've talked about in the past, you guys continually update to get new books all the time, so check it out. There's always going to be something new, even if you've only been there a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Anything else that we should talk about before we wrap it up?
There's always something, Chad. You shouldn't ask me that. But,
I know.
Speaking of books, though, we'll talk about our next book sale is coming up this Saturday, actually.
Oh, really?
Our members only one, the Saturday the 15th. So stop on in, 9:30 to 2:30. If you're not a member, you can sign up at the door. It's only $10 a year or $15 for a family. So
I tell you, those things come around so fast. It just feels like time is flying right on by.
Well, we do have our members only one once a month.
Okay. Still.
Yes. The public one is, I think, quarterly or 3 times a year.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Good explanation.
Yeah.
There.
But we do love to sell books. We love to get people to come on in and buy them and support the library.
Like we say, you get the new ones coming in. Some of them have to go out because you're limited. You don't
got to make room.
You don't have extra stories here anymore. But again, for folks that want to find out more about some of these events you were talking about and just generally about what's going on at the libraries, best way to do it.
Yeah, mcpl.us, our website, you know it. Otherwise, our Facebook page always has our events as well, so check it out.
Easy to remember, MCPL, Marathon County Public Library. US. And if you're not already following them on Facebook, you should do so immediately.
Absolutely.
Well, Robin, good luck on getting signed up for the
Disney Marathon. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good.
That's Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library. We're going to come back, have our daily history lesson, talk about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history, celebrity birthdays, events being acknowledged today, and our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh. We'll see if we can make it 2 days in a row. That's coming up next. The time is 9:48. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Falls Radio, WXCO.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squad about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squad about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squad about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C., and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Time is 9:52. Sun is shining here in downtown Wausau. 32 degrees is the temperature. It is Tuesday, the 11th day of March of 2025. Day number 70 of this year. There are 295 days remaining in the year. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1897, a meteorite entered the Earth's atmosphere and exploded over New Martinsville, West Virginia. The debris caused damage, but no human injuries were reported. On this date in 1993, Janet Reno was confirmed by the United States Senate and sworn in the next day as Attorney General of the United States, the first female Attorney General. On this date in 1997, former Beatle Paul McCartney was knighted. On this date in 2002, two columns of light soared skyward from Ground Zero in New York as a temporary memorial to the victims of the September 11 attacks. On this date in 2018, Black Panther became the fifth Marvel movie to earn $1 billion worldwide. On this date in 2020, Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in prison for a criminal sex act and rape in New York. On this date in 2020, COVID-19 was declared a pandemic by the head of the World Health Organization. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthday today. Sam Donaldson, TV journalist, probably best known during his years as the White House correspondent for ABC when he would be yelling questions towards Ronald Reagan. Sam Donaldson, 91 years old today. Bobby McFerrin, One Hit Wonder, Don't Worry, Be Happy, 75 years old today. Peter Berg, wrote and directed Friday Night Lights, was also an actor on Chicago Hope, 61 years old today. Pop singer Lisa Loeb, 57 years old today. Actor Terrence Howard of Empire is 56. Johnny Knoxville turns 54. And Thora Birch from American Beauty fame is 43 years old today. And if you are celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Genealogy Day. Mm-hmm. It is Dream Day. It is Eat Your Noodles Day. It is Fill Our Staplers Day.
Yep, very important to do that.
It is Johnny Appleseed Day. It is World Plumbing Day. It is World Day of Muslim Culture, Peace, Dialogue, and Film. Very important. And it is Workplace Napping Day. All right, time now.
Not the best place to take a nap.
No, I don't think it would be a good place to take a nap. Not one bit.
Nope.
But now time for our number for the day.
Yes.
And our number for the day quiz. Every day we give Ian Welsh three choices for the number for the day. One is correct. Two are incorrect. That means based on the math, he should get one out of three right. And that is 33%. So anything above 33% for the week is considered a passing grade. Mm-hmm. Anything below 33% for the week is considered a failing grade. If he gets two out of five right, that's 40%, so that's a passing grade.
Mm-hmm.
But we want better than just a passing grade. We want a winning week, which is more right than wrong. That would be three out of five.
That's
his
right.
Best ever week is four out of five. He's done that a few times. And still looking for that perfect five out of five week.
Yep. Today's a big day. It was topic was food that you eat.
Yep.
The individual person.
Yep,
right?
That is exactly right. And Ian, so far this week, is one for one. So we'll see if we can make it two out of two here today.
See if we can keep it going.
All right. Our number for the day is the amount of food in pounds you'll eat in your lifetime.
In your lifetime.
That's the average.
Okay.
The amount of food in pounds that you'll eat in your lifetime.
Okay. What are my choices?
All right. Is the correct answer 60,000 pounds? Is the correct answer 90,000 pounds? Is the correct answer 120,000 pounds?
60,000, 90,000, or 120,000 pounds. How many pounds of food will the average person eat in their lifetime? Well, food is an essential part, and we do eat a lot of food. I mean, everybody does. 60,000, 90,000, or 120,000. Okay. I'll go with my gut here. I'm going to say 90,000 pounds. I'm going with B. That's my final answer. I'm going to say 90,000. Lock it in.
So you went with the middle number yesterday and got it right?
Yep.
You're going with the middle number today.
It's not about the middle answer. I'm just going with the number that sounds the most... makes most sense.
All right.
90,000.
All right. The amount of food in pounds that you'll eat in your lifetime is 60,000 pounds.
Ooh, the smallest
number. Yep, the smallest number. So you're one out of two. You're still 50%. You're still...
At least I learned something.
There you go. Mm-hmm. But you're still above where you need to be. So we'll try to do it again tomorrow.
Yep.
Tomorrow we'll be joined by Bob Look in the first hour, as he does every other week on Wednesday. Talk about what's going on. Tammy Stasinski will be sitting in for Sean Wright from the Grand Theater. Talk about what's going on there. And we'll have our number for the day quiz at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Matinee on Air coming up next. Keep it right here. 98.9 WXCO.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Pat Kreitlow.
Coming up Wednesday morning, a preview of our live Supreme Court event, the stakes of the election in terms of education, reproductive rights, and the economy.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what?
That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. On social media, President Trump just announced he will double the tariffs on all Canadian steel and aluminum to 50% in retaliation for the province of Ontario enacting a 25% tariff on the electricity it sends to the U.S. Trump says the tariff increase will take effect tomorrow. He's also threatening to increase the April 2nd tariffs on cars, which he says will essentially shut down automaking in Canada. Trump says the only way to make the tariffs disappear is to make Canada the 51st state. Tariff whiplash is just one reason stocks are down again this morning. Here's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Where we are is essentially that the world of investing is made up of human beings. Those human beings are feeling a little freaked out by the on-again, off-again tariffs, retaliations, cuts at the government, and it is making people feel concerned enough that we could see the economy slow down.
Dow's down 463 points. NASDAQ's lost another 109. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael.
I'm Brittany.